My name's Nick.
I'm Levi.
And we're your hosts on Two Idiots Hosting a Game Show.
Yep. Here we are.
This is it.
Get our win.
You've won a semi-used car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, only has like 10,000 miles on it.
That's not bad. That is semi-used.
Semi, yes.
Neat.
Hope you enjoy.
What are we drinking today, Nick?
My friend, we're drinking something from your neck of the woods that I lust after every single day of my life. And it is called the Bodhisattva from Georgetown Brewing.
Yep.
Yes.
It is quite delicious. So, I don't even need to open it to give you my first impression.
Same, dude. I'm going to love this yummy, tasty thing. It has been some time.
Wow, that's loud.
I would literally have a six-pack or more in my fridge at all times if I lived in Washington. When I live in Washington, I will.
Yeah, you will. You right. Don't currently.
Exactly.
You have the two beers that are in front of you.
Correct. So.
Not enough. Not enough.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good.
We were talking about being podcasters earlier this week, and I mentioned the one downside of being a podcaster, a beer podcaster, is that you have a lot of beer in your fridge and you can't drink any of it.
Yep.
I have a dedicated shelf to podcast beers and Elizabeth knows can't drink that beer.
Yep.
There's a good amount there.
I have a whole, I shouldn't say that, but like 50% of my mini fridge is dedicated to that. So.
It's good.
Yeah.
So. To start this podcast off, my recording app still isn't working. I got a backup recording going. Will that work? I don't know. We'll see.
You're telling me it just shut off again?
No, it's still going. I'm just warning everyone.
Right.
At any moment, I could just like start throwing my computer.
Well, this is the longest it's recorded since it's been fucking up.
You think so? Like 4 minutes?
Yeah, dude. That one time was the longest it's ever gone. It was like 50 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to keep my eye on it, and I am recording separately.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be fine.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It'll be fine. Past couple weeks have been technologically.
It's been a struggle, dude.
Yeah, to use the technical scientific term, annoying.
Yeah, definitely annoying.
Yeah, but it is what it is, and we don't take ourselves too seriously, so it's annoying, but it's not the end of the world.
No, it just also frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Like start wanting to just throw things.
I get that.
So,
you ever thought about getting a javelin?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Are those weighted?
I don't know.
They're just like a stick.
I have no idea. I know nothing about javelins.
Me neither. They're pointy though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense. They seem pretty aerodynamic.
I feel like I would want something a little bit heftier though, like a war hammer. Mm. I can just start smashing shit.
Yeah. I would highly recommend Thor. It. I was just going to say, I would highly recommend getting it modeled after Thor's hammer.
Which one?
Yes.
So either one?
I don't know. I didn't.
It's Mjolnir and Stormbreaker now. Yeah, you know, okay. from the movies. I mean, that they also exist in the comics as well. But remember when his sister smashes his hammer?
Yeah.
And he has to like go get a new one?
Yeah,
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That movie's pretty fucking old now at this point.
It is. What do you think is the like time period for spoilers.
So I think there was one week where we touched on this.
We did. Where I can't remember what we concluded.
Well, someone had said, and I think I agree with them to an extent, where like if you don't see like a movie like that, like, you know, that to that scale, like as big as the Avengers movies are, if you don't see a movie like that within like opening week, then you shouldn't care if it's spoiled because you should be able to carve out time to see that movie.
I don't know, but people are traveling and stuff. I would say like if you did, like if you didn't have the opportunity to watch it in theaters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because at that point it's been at least a month, sometimes more.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the good window. Like once it's outside of theaters.
I don't. Yeah. So I don't think I would spoil it for anybody. I would at least give them like a month before I would start talking about it. But I just mean like if it's been a week or 2 weeks since it's been in theaters, I mean, chances are if you're going on the internet, you're going to see something about it and it's going to be potentially spoiled for you.
Yeah. I also just, spoilers aren't that big of a deal to me. I don't think there's really a time where I'm like, oh my God, that's going to change my entire perspective of the movie.
I think it depends for me. Like if it is a movie like Avengers or Star Wars, like I'd rather not know. Yeah, I don't think it completely ruins the movie for me, but I would rather go into it blind and not know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, same with me. I'm just saying, like, even if something got spoiled for me, it's not like
right
the end of the world. Like,
yeah. Yeah, there's so much more to it than just like that one plot point. You know,
Thor's hammer, she broke it. You're like, oh cool. I bet he'll get it back sometime.
Right. Which is what you would have thought, you know, as you're watching the movie anyways.
Yeah. The feelings wouldn't have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, did you know that this IPA gets its light, silky texture from rolled oats?
No, and I don't know what... I've heard the term, but I don't know what that is.
I couldn't tell you either. That's okay. That's all I got.
Well, that's a pretty neat fact.
Yeah. Are you looking up rolled oats?
I could be.
I feel like you are.
I am. So they are oats that have been husked and crushed.
That makes sense. I'm imagining like a giant steamroller truck, just like rolling over like millions of little tiny oats, and then just like people coming in behind with like snow shovels and shoveling them into bags.
More than likely is exactly what happens.
I can't think of another way, a more efficient way of doing that.
No, I can confirm that is definitely what happens.
They totally don't use a machine.
That's ridiculous. Nah. You're just getting rid of jobs then that way.
Exactly.
Shit. What a joke.
I know what a jobs are, Snopson.
What?
I know what a jobs are, Snopson.
I'm not cultured enough to know what you're talking about.
That is also from the movie Arthur that I've also quoted at some point on the podcast.
Yes, you have.
Gotta watch that movie, dude.
Yeah, I still don't think I've seen that movie. I can probably find it on Vudu for like $5, I imagine.
I would think so.
It's a pretty old movie, right?
Yeah, I would like in like 2008. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
At this point, it's at least a decade.
2011. So no, not at least a decade.
And we are not talking about the Arthur with Russell Brand, are we?
We are talking about that one.
Oh, that's right.
There's also the older one, a lot older.
Right.
With, why am I blanking out his name? Robert Redford.
Or he's like King Arthur.
I think.
Or are you talking about this is the remade version of that one you're saying?
I can't remember. This the one with Arthur is the remade one. I never even saw the older one. I can't even remember who's in the older one.
I don't know. Either way,
I never saw it,
$10,
so who cares?
So I would totally buy this.
Yeah, $10 to buy on Vudu and $3 to rent.
I'd buy it. I would buy it without even... If you rent it and then you want to buy it, can that $3 go towards...
I don't think so.
That's fucking bogus.
Dude, 25% on Rotten Tomatoes is a great movie. Fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes.
It got 4 out of 5 stars on Vudu, though.
Well, I mean, it's a great movie, so...
Clearly. I don't ever honestly fucking look at Rotten Tomatoes. That shit never is accurate for me.
I think it's accurate when you look at the like audience ratings, but I think the critics ratings are just,
yeah.
Oh, I'm too good to watch this movie. It's Fuck a off. Dumb comedy.
It only made me laugh 12 times. I was looking for a crisp 14.
They're like, what movie did you like that was a comedy?
Honestly. Yeah, like all comedies have terrible
The
plots.
Matrix. That's not a comedy. Inception. Nope. Still not that one either.
Well, I laughed in The Matrix, so it counts.
So it's a comedy to me.
Oh, man.
Not like this. You don't know the not like this part of The Matrix?
No.
Not like this.
I'm sorry, dude. When's the last time you watched The Matrix?
Like 3 months ago.
That checks out. It's been years for me.
I've watched The Matrix tens of times.
That's many multiple times.
Yeah, almost as much as you've watched Fired Up. Would like to say we have been recording for 13 minutes and 20 seconds. Recording still going strong. Knock on wood. Doing well.
Good Anyways, shit.
We are probably, and emphasis on probably, because this is going to put a time requirement for me and I have a lot of stuff to do.
Yes.
But we're probably releasing this on Christmas Day.
Probably.
I don't even know if that's a good idea because, you know, people aren't going to be listening to podcasts on Christmas, but, you know, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I sure don't. I would like
to... Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm just more worried about you. Like, it's unnecessary for you to have to crank that out.
Yeah, if I don't crank it out, then no one's going to care and just ignore this part. And yep. If I do crank it out, then Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy holidays. Hope you're hanging out with your family and not listening to this podcast.
If you have nothing
to do, you're welcome for hopefully some entertaining commentary on things like Arthur, and go watch the movie.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
You can watch it with me.
Yeah.
I'll be streaming Minecraft while watching Arthur.
Okay. We can plan on that.
You've heard it here first.
Yep. Speaking of streaming, I'm keeping on this whole speaking of thing. We're just keep going.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Continue.
We started streaming a couple weeks ago.
Yes. I don't think we've told anybody.
Nope.
Like, I think my brother, that's who I've told.
Yeah, because he like walked into the room and then he actually streamed with us for like 60 seconds.
Yes. But that's it.
Yeah, so done a little bit of Minecraft, some Skyrim, and I think that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of just really random stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of Rage in Skyrim and in Minecraft too in the last part.
Mostly, actually that escalated really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Damn polar bears, man.
Dude. Anyways, if you want to watch us there, twitch.tv/2beardsandsomebeers. That's with the number 2.
The number 2.
That even threw Nick off for some reason.
I don't know. Yeah, I have a problem.
It never spelled out.
It took me an T-W-O. Embarrassing amount of attempts to actually find it. Because first, I spelled out 2 beards and some beards with, you know, T-W-O. And then Levi's like, no, it's with the number, you idiot. I'm like, oh, okay. So all I did was change the number and still spelled 2 beards and some beards. No. Actually, no. It wasn't even that. It was 2 beards and beards. Nice. And then I changed it to the number two, beards and beards. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. And then I typed in two beards and beers, and that still didn't work. And then I typed two beards and some, and I think I was about to type beards again, but I was like, no, you're better than this. And I finally got it right.
Finally remembered our name.
Yes. It was an embarrassing amount of attempts.
It was, actually. Not like I was waiting for you or anything.
No.
Never done that.
No, never. I don't think, I think I'm literally early to everything we've ever done.
Yeah, you are definitely one of the most prompt people that I know.
Yeah, Geraldine
would also think the same thing.
Yes, she would.
Talk about that story about how prompt you were.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was only like an hour.
Not bad.
So that's pretty early, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. I can't do anything on time, including my work. So that's not true. I'm good at work, but that's about it.
I mean, that's where it matters. I mean, those are the ones paying you, so.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm always early to work, but absolutely anything else in my life, I just can't seem to time things out well.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It is that.
It's something.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
I sure am something else. Yeah, before this, so I had it all planned out and it was totally going to work well. I was going to like go home and chill for a sec. And then I was going to go. I had a little bit of Christmas shopping left to do. And then so I was going to do that. Bust
that
out.
Which you're also
quick.
Running a little late on.
I'm done. So now. So. I did all my Christmas shopping last week. And then I was like, well, all I have left is my brother and my sister. I'm like, I'll wait till next week, till after I get paid again. And I knew I had Friday off, so I'm like, I'll do that Friday. A little bit on the later side, but, you know, it'll get done. It'll be no problem. But so I was going to do my Christmas shopping and then come back to the podcast, and then Renee and I were going to go out and get dinner. But of course, I didn't get moving until like half hour to an hour later than I wanted to, so.
It happens.
Yes, it does, all too often.
Yeah, I think I got my last thing that I've been waiting for Christmas presents from Amazon yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, part of my white elephant gift. I'm giving away, for my white elephant, ice molds that are like skulls and grenades.
That's
separately, not like together skulls and grenades, but separate, you know.
That would be cool, a grenade with like a skull engraved on it.
That would be cool. I don't know why. I just, you know, I was like, I saw them on Amazon and I was like, oh, I'd use those.
Yeah, no, that's solid. It's like practical, but also like a little silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good white elephant. That's good.
Half the years I always troll my family. Like,
yeah, of course.
You know, buying a dildo or like, you know, a unicorn head. It's got to be there's got to be some shock value when just,
yes.
Fuck. Did I end up with? I love that, but
yeah, no, I get that.
This year, ice molds.
That's nice.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Where are you guys doing Christmas at?
My parents' house in Olympia.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You guys
I don't
have
know
like
why a, I provided that level of detail. No one cares. You don't care. You're like, I don't care what city it is.
I mean, I care. That's kind of why I asked.
I could have just said my parents' house, and you'd be like, "Oh, neat."
Oh, I see, like, the exact geographical location.
Yeah, when I was like, oh, in Olympia. It's like,
right.
It's not so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else, but I mean, and also, like, I already knew that.
Yeah.
So, is it just going to be, like, you guys, or are you, like, having, like, a whole family?
No, it's a whole thing. My mom's sister, so my aunt, and her family are coming over, and my grandparents. And
what about the people from Montana?
My cousins, and I don't think Montana folk are coming.
Okay.
I think my mom said, let's see. There's going to be 16 adults.
That's a decent amount.
It's a decent amount. The reason why that matters is because I am in charge of our Christmas morning shot. So, like, my family all arrives, like, around 10-ish. And then, kind of, like, by 11, everyone is, like, settled in and stuff. And we do a shot before we eat, like, lunch and stuff. And get, you know, Christmas festivities going on. So, I'm making three different shots as options. So, one of them is going to be, like, a mini mint julep. Because they're all one-ounce shots. So, it's just going to be, like, sugar, bourbon, and a little bit of mint, maybe some mint bitters thrown in there. Then I'm making what I'm calling a cactus heater, play on words of the cactus cooler soda.
Oh, go on.
And that is jalapeno infused vodka that I've made with a little bit of orange citrus in there. And then
How did that go, by the way?
Oh, it's delicious. It just that's warms awesome. Your soul. It's that's, so spicy and delicious.
That's so rad.
And with some orange soda topped on that. And then I'm making a peppermint patty shot, which is like some kind of like chocolate vodka or cacao liqueur and a peppermint schnapps with a little candy cane and some whipped cream.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a... Like, everyone, walk up, tell me your order, or are you just going to make, like, a shit ton, and people are just going to take it?
Yeah, normally, I like, so we have these, like, little tiny plastic cups that we use, and they're, like, 2 ounces or something. Yeah. So they're just little tiny things. Yeah. I usually just make a tray, and then I tell everyone, I'm like, okay, this section is this, this section's this, this section's this, pick what you want.
Yeah. You make, like, extra, so, like, it'll all get drank.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel it.
I mean, sometimes they don't get drank, and then sometimes, you know, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to do just one. Like, I would do, like, I'm planning on getting the jalapeno vodka one, because it's just, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. But there's some people in my family that don't like spicy food, so totally. they would cry if they drank that. What have you done?
My leg!
Yep.
How long did that take for you to make?
So what I did, I've done it three times now, actually. One of them I gave to my grandpa for his birthday. I'm giving my cousin one for Christmas. And then I made another one for the shots for Christmas, and I'm doing like a Bloody Mary bar. The Bloody Mary bar.
Have you perfected that yet?
I haven't made a Bloody Mary yet, but I've thought about, I've got everything built how
I
want
it. It's in your wheelhouse, so.
Yeah, it's all there. Like, the ingredients that I wanted are all set out and ready to go. I just need to actually make it, and I probably won't do that till Christmas, because it's a lot of work.
Nice, dude. You're just gonna wing it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wing it. But it's all set up, so I got all the ingredients and everything that I wanted to use.
You don't usually do that, right? You don't usually just wing it, do you?
No, usually I'm like, I craft a drink beforehand so I can get everything down to like...
No, but I just mean like in life. Like if you have like a speech to give, you usually prepare, like overly prepare for those, right?
No, do you remember my speech class?
Levi.
That everyone was disappointed me in,
Levi,
including the teacher.
You aren't picking up what I'm throwing down here.
I know.
Son of a bitch. You were doing this to me about being late, and I'm doing this to you about preparing.
I don't know what you're on about. I'm always prepared.
No, you are not. You don't prepare, but like, you just are good on your feet, and you are an intelligent human being.
That's what I mean by prepared.
So, yeah, I know. Okay. But for most people, they take like a week or two to think about these things and mull them over and practice.
I don't know what you're referring to.
What do you mean?
It sounds like you have a very specific scenario in mind.
Yeah, I'm talking about one of your speeches. It was one of the things I was talking about.
Oh, you were actually referencing speech class?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that story since, you know, it's apparently on your mind and frustrating you?
Was it the fired up speech?
I mean, I did a lot of different speeches that were...
No, you actually practiced that one because you didn't
use... fired up when I did have to practice because I got ahead of you to accurate.
Yeah, you didn't have any notes or anything. You just went for it.
Yeah. Should I pull up that quote?
Was it the America one?
Yeah, it was the... So we had a commemoration speech, which is usually like a, you know, you give it a funeral kind of thing. But, I mean... Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
The definition of commemoration is to remember or think about something fondly.
Right.
Something like that, right?
Well, yeah, but it was kind of implied, or it might have even been told that, like, most people were, like, doing, like, people in their lives that, like, meant, yeah, like, very sad, depressing, like, things that, like, or people that meant a lot to them. That, like, had a huge impact on their life.
Yeah, or, like, a pet that passed away. You know, that kind of thing.
They were very serious.
Very serious tone.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't do a serious tone in anything.
Mm-mm.
Even, like, I'm the kind of person who, like, something gets me down and I joke about it. Like, that's just that's my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Just can't take anything seriously. So... I commemorated America and about how wonderful it is. My teacher was not happy.
No, to the point where literally gave him a terrible grade just because he didn't like do what he wanted to do. Even though it wasn't like laid out in the rubric. Like if you looked at the rubric, Levi got an A.
I think I got a B+ or something for it. But did
but
I fail
again,
that one? I can't remember.
You didn't fail it, but I think he gave you a bad grade. Like, it was like a C or a D. But again, according to the rubric, you should have gotten an A. He literally just graded you poorly because he was pissed that you did America and, like, you didn't take it seriously.
Dude, that year was why I quit college.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It threw me over the top. Like, I had another teacher, and you know the story, but I had another teacher that literally gave me a bad grade and, like, pulled me aside and... before she pulled me aside in class because she was saying I disrupted her class by getting things done too quickly and then correcting her on what she displayed class.
She was wrong.
She was wrong. Yeah. And like she even was like writing it out in class to show like why you should take your time instead of just rushing through things like me. It was just so dumb. And she gave me a bad grade on the assignment after that class, and then like a pretty big assignment. Like there are like 5 large assignments in that class. They basically count for the majority of your grade.
Was that the practicum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she hands it to me a couple months later, and she's like, "Wow, I really graded you harshly. You should come talk to me about this." And I was like, "Nah, I won't." It was just... I was so frustrated beyond belief at that point how that year was going because I don't know. College, like I thought college was going to be better than high school because it's like, okay, we're now adults. They're going to treat us like adults.
Well,
it
wasn't necessarily college in general. It was the college that we went to.
Yes. But it put a bad taste in my mouth because we were definitely treated like children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was, 21 or whatever, and I had to like write out this like paper to get them to like let me live off campus. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah,
I'm 21 and I have to like convince you to let me live off campus away from like other like 18-year-olds that are coming into this school. Like,
and
what
were like all these like random curfew rules?
Yeah,
not that like we couldn't like be out, you know, hanging out in the city till whenever the fuck we wanted, but like curfew for like certain places on campus, and it was just bogus.
Yeah, there's just a lot of random rules,
random bullshit. Yeah, that was just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, go to college, kids.
Yeah, just not our college.
Anyway, should I, do you want me to hit you with the fired up speech that I did?
You know what? I'd be remiss if you didn't.
So not only yesterday do I find out I'm adopted. The people I've been calling mom and dad are actually two infertile imposters who bought me outside of a meth clinic in Cincinnati for two boxes of Sudafed. But I also get this news dropped on me. My birth father, Bruce, well, he needs a kidney, and I'm the only match. Apparently, Bruce needs it stat. Mm-hmm. You need it stat, Bruce? Huh? Well, maybe I needed a father stat instead of my stay-at-home dad who showers me with love every day of his life, this goddamn spermous liar. So now I have to be at Kaiser Permanente at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I know. Bruce couldn't even afford a real hospital. Managed care. Ironic, isn't it? He never managed to care for me.
You telling me you shitheads aren't going to be there for practice all summer?
You telling me you're not going to football camp?
Shit and shit. bravo. Bravo, my friend.
I love that. I love how Sean is just like bewildered.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
He's like, what? What just happened?
Yeah.
Because he starts out before, like the scene before that, before they go talk to the football coach. They're like,
yeah.
He's like, we're going to tell the coach what every kid tells his coach when he wants to get out of something.
Yep. Absolute gold.
That's what I would go to.
Yeah. That movie. I just watched that.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, right. Like a week or two ago. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
No, you're not.
Excuse me?
You're watching Arthur tonight.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'll watch it after.
That's what you should stream illegally.
Come again?
Because you're streaming Minecraft and...
So you're saying I should watch Arthur and then stream Minecraft and stream?
You should scream it.
I should scream Minecraft and then stream it while watching Fired Up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
What are your plans for Christmas?
Same thing as you for the most part. We're just hanging out at the house here with family. We're not really having everybody over. My family's kind of been scattered. I mean, I got some family in Washington. I've got some family in Ohio, like Indiana. So my family's kind of all over the place. Plus, I just don't have a very large family in general. So we're just, it's just going to be us and then the grandparents.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, we don't do anything. We just hang out at the house, you know, open presents and have dinner and chill.
What are you guys doing for dinner?
I don't know. One year we did steak and that was fan-fucking-tastic because they were like, I think my grandpa, my dad, my brother and I each had like a pound of steak each.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
That's the way to do it.
It was absolutely beautiful time. You know, everyone else had like their 8 or 10 ounce things, and then he's like, yeah, we're getting you guys 16 ounces. I'm like, fuck yes. So good. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've done ham in the past. I like ham. Ham's always good.
Yeah, ham is, I would say, underrated.
I agree, especially,
it's not,
I mean,
amazing. But it's right. But it's underrated for sure.
You get a good ham, get a good glaze on that thing. So good.
Turkey, on the other hand, overrated. The most overrated meat.
Overrated. Oh my
Even
God.
If you say it sucks, you're still overrating turkey. It is the worst meat on the fucking planet.
I will say, for Thanksgiving, whatever my dad did this year, did a pretty damn good job. It actually wasn't like really dry. Like with every bite, it was like kind of juicy. I was impressed. Because that's the problem with, that's like the main issue with turkeys. It's always fucking dry. No matter what you do, it's fucking dry, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the turkey that we had this year for Thanksgiving was pretty good. It came from a cow.
I don't know how, but did a cow eat a turkey and then you ate that?
No, I just called it turkey.
Okay.
Even though it was a ribeye. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's delicious. I had me, dude, for my dad's birthday, we went to this steakhouse. It's not like, you know, it's top rated steakhouse or anything. It's just a smaller one around the area. But, oh my God, got this ribeye with some, what was it? I forget what I had on the side of it. But goddamn, they just cooked that ribeye absolutely perfect.
So I don't know if you knew this, but I eat quite a bit of meat.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I have a group of friends that we call ourselves. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. I feel like we probably have, but
no.
A group of friends that we call each other the Zeus crew.
Super habit, but go on.
And it started like when we were like 18 or something. Black Ops Zombies, the first Black Ops. And there was a weapon called the Thunder Cannon. And when you upgraded it, it turned into like the Zeus Cannon or something. And then So at some point when we were playing, one of my friends would just like get in a panic when we're playing zombies and just start yelling, Zeus, 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 Zeus. Yes. So that's just kind of the name we stuck with, the Zeus crew.
Yeah.
And so anytime we hang out, whether we're playing video games or just drinking or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Still call ourselves the Zeus crew. We're getting back together. The crew's getting back together the 29th or something, like whatever that weekend is after Christmas. Nice.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, Baxter, he has been like raving about the steaks that I've made in the last kind of last few like times we've all gotten together.
Yeah.
So I've been giving him tips on how to cook steak for a couple weeks and just like the kind of the process I do and all my stuff. So he's gonna make us some steak when we're hanging out. I'm so excited. Just like protege making the master steak.
That's pretty rad.
Hope he cooks it better than me.
Hopefully.
It'll just be delicious.
Hell yeah.
Steak.
That's always good.
I feel like it's always best when you don't have to do anything for it. Just arrives in front of you. Cooked.
Agreed.
Great.
Agreed. Most, I don't know. I feel the same way about a burger too. Because I make burgers all the time.
Yeah.
And I like to think I make a good burger. But yeah, when like someone makes it for me and it's, you know, the way I like it cooked, I'm like, wow, it is a lot better.
There's just something about it that you're just like, couldn't have done it better myself. Maybe I could have, but
maybe doesn't matter
because I didn't. Fantastic.
Couldn't done it better without the. Myself.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Should we talk about this beer?
Maybe. Dude, a lot of time has passed. It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. We're almost 40 minutes in.
Yeah. It's about the time we do this, but I feel like we just started. Shit. All
right. Hold on. Have you even opened your second one? No.
No. I've been
drinking my second one.
I know. I've been sipping on this and just enjoying it. I'm trying to not drink it too fast.
Yeah, you have to savor
yours. I only have two. Yeah, I have two. You have to savor it. Ugh.
Come on, Renee.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Maybe I could send him an email and have him like mail me some.
Yeah, Georgetown, if you're listening to this, just send cases of Buddy's Offa, a couple flats.
I will pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking for free beer. I will pay for it. I just need your beer.
But he will also take free beer.
Yeah, if you want to give me free beer, I'd love it. And we'll rate more of your beer, Georgetown, if you're listening.
Nick's like, well, our next six podcasts are on Bodhi's Offa, so.
Take it or leave it. Chances are you're going to take it.
All 12 of you.
Damn right. Hey, man. I've always, I don't know. Can we see how many people are downloading it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I can. I spy on them.
I'll have to look at that.
I spy on you guys.
Because I know we could obviously see the amount of downloads, but I have not taken a look to see how many actual people are listening. So, but that math adds up given the amount of episodes that we're at and how many downloads we have.
Yeah, we're at like 265 or something right now, downloads. So thank you all.
Yeah, you guys are the homies. I'm honestly just amazed that people are continuing to listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, we got an audience.
I don't know. I'd expect like a one-off, like here and there, like one person downloads an episode and they like never get it again. But like, it's been like consistent. And so that's kind of cool.
It has been quite cool. Have you finished your beer yet?
Cool enough. Yeah, dude. I already opened it. It's poured and everything.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you wanna
another beer.
Bring us in?
Yeah. I'm going to throw it right back at you. How does it look, Levi? How's this beer look?
Hold on. White light, please. It's actually got an orange tint to it. I thought like it might have just be the shadow.
Right.
But it actually is, I mean, it's yellowy orange.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know how you'd combine those words together. Yellowrange. It's yellowrange.
Yellowrange?
Yeah, it's yellowrange.
Barely yellow, so I'd be like.
Well, I didn't know what to. How else would you say it?
I don't know. It's not gold at all, and it's barely yellow, but like.
It's kind of like yellow at the bottom of my glass. It's like,
yeah, but
you know what I mean?
But, yeah, but orange is definitely the primary color in there. That's for sure.
I mean, orange isn't a primary color, but yeah, I get what you mean.
You're right. I'm an art failure.
Not a scientist.
I shall never paint French girls again.
The I'm not a scientist phrase, I see it everywhere now.
You're kidding.
Like, maybe it's an actual thing that, like, people say I'm not a scientist, but, like, and I just, maybe it's been, brainwashed in my mind, it's been incepted into my mind.
I've never seen it, so you're the only person that I've ever heard or seen say it. So, whether it's out there or not, I definitely give you credit. Yeah, I give you credit of coining it. So maybe, because okay, it could stem from, I mean, things go viral, you know what I mean? So it could stem from you. Yeah, it could have stemmed from you and then it just took off.
Yeah. You're welcome, world.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Jeez.
So, it sounded like you said jizz there.
Dude, gremlins, come on.
Just saying, you're just jizz.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Maybe that's what he said. No one knows. Anyways, I think there's not much, like the initial pour, the head is nice, but it dissipates pretty quickly, and it's not very... It's not very lacy. It doesn't stick around or anything. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But how... Oh, sorry. Beer burp. Smell. This is one of the most beautiful parts of this beer.
No, I mean, so it's made with... I mean, it has mandarin orange in it. And that really does... I mean, that's really the citrus smell. It's hoppy. It's delicious.
They add mandarin orange in the brew?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
The flavor and aroma both express mandarin and citrus all around. Boom.
I don't know how to spell mandarin.
Scroll up.
Google does. I mean, it has a real fresh, juicy smell to it as well.
Yeah, like mandarin, tangerine, orange, like whatever you want to call that. It's citrus hop. It's nice.
Yeah, I quite enjoy the citra. I think the taste reflects that, but yep. Oh my God, it's just 100% hoppy goodness.
Yeah, I have a comment on feel that's kind of taste, but I'll wait till we get the feel for it.
Yeah, I respect that.
But yeah, it's light flavored. Yeah, it's like, it's weird to explain because it's kind of sweet, but it's not like.
Well, I think
it's not like a you know, incredibly sweet. It's just got like a tang to it, kind of. I don't know. Tang's probably not the right word.
I was just about to back you up on that one.
I don't know. It's balanced.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. I would say this to quote my own phrase of balanced always. I think the sweetness is balanced by the bitterness. I think that's why it's not like overly sweet. It's because it has a good like hoppy punch to it as well.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think this beer has a very overpowering or strong, like, syrupy base to it, you know?
We'll get there and feel. We'll get there and feel.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I'm just saying. So, like, when it comes to, like, the taste of it, it's more on the middle to higher end of the scale. So I think it has a very... like you said, it has a more of a lighter, like crisp kind of a taste to it. That it just makes me think of summer. Not that I'm not enjoying this in the winter, because I will always have a six pack of this in my fridge in Washington, but it just makes me think of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a nice, like, tropical, beachy, like, lighter feel to it.
Yep. So. Yep.
Summer boys!
For feel, this is actually where I don't love this beer. And I'm going to caveat that by saying...
I love fish eggs.
Caveat. Not caviar, that by saying, and it comes also like they mentioned on their can, it says, please refrigerate, warm beer sucks. The beer's flavor profile does change and become a little more syrupy the warmer it gets. Like it's definitely meant to be cold.
No, I totally agree.
Like that's where it gets its crispness, right?
Yes, I 100% agree to that as well. When I first had this beer, it was on tap in Yakima, and I experienced that for sure. Where, you know, I had it in a pint glass, and as we're eating, as time went on, you know, I'm trying to like just enjoy this beer, not drink it too fast. Like it almost is a beer where like as good as it is, you do want to like make sure it just stays cold while you're drinking it.
Like that moment when you bring out this can like out of a cooler on the beach, perfect.
Oh yeah.
You let it sit out in the sand on the beach for like 40 minutes. Gets a little syrupy.
Yeah.
Not bad, but
yeah, no, it definitely really changes the, like, you know, we're on the feel. It really does change the whole feel of the beer.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's where like we love this beer so much is the cold crispness, right? Like it feels great. You know, being on the second beer though, I'm like, yeah, it could be. I wish this was a little bit colder. If I had a fridge next to me, you know, then I could have stored it there and pulled it out and good to go, but I don't.
Did you have, and you fuck up where I don't. I have an ice pack wrapped around my second beer.
Yeah, I don't.
So that keeps it nice and cold for me the whole time.
I kind of like, you know, when we talk about beer, though, to have that kind of experience.
Don't bullshit just because you don't have a nice pack you can wrap around your beer.
No, I totally, I don't have one and I should get one.
But at the same time, you're like, I kind of am actually glad that.
Yeah. You can, like yeah, it does add a different perspective to it. Like yeah. This beer is a perfect example of when it's not like crisp and cold, like coming out of the fridge. Yeah. It's different.
And I don't think you can. I don't think, well, you definitely can't say that for every beer because, you know, there's a lot of beers where it's pretty much the same thing, warm or cold. If anything, it just gets worse when it gets warmer, in my opinion. But this is a beer, like, as it gets warmer, it doesn't necessarily get worse, but it does change.
Yeah, it's the feel.
Yeah.
The flavor is still the same, but the feel is just more, a little more syrupy. And, like, now I'm, like, getting a little thirsty. I kind of got that flavor in my mouth, right?
Yeah, and but hear me out. As say you drink a few of these, especially if you haven't had food or water, after you start getting a little toasty, having it get warmer and more syrupy almost is kind of nice.
I mean, yeah, I'm like hot right now though, so it's like I kind of want that crisp feeling, and maybe that's you know playing into it, but
yeah, I feel it.
All right, should we get to rating this beer?
Yeah. I think I have rated this beer before in my notes. We'll see. I might rate it a little lower now than I did before because I had it on tap before. And yeah. I just like things on draft better.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but anyways, so...
I'm trying to check if you've rated this before, and I do not see it in your list that I at one point had. So
it doesn't update?
No, because I don't have, or I didn't have Google Drive on my phone when you sent it to me. So I just downloaded all of it to my notes app.
Because
it really wasn't like I'm trying to track your beers and your ratings. It was more of like, oh, let me figure out kind of how Nick does this, and then
yeah. No, I get it. And honestly, what I used to do, which I kind of would like to get more back into it, and maybe I could bookmark it and then have it more easily accessible, is I would have a flavor wheel for beer next to me on hand as I'm like rating it.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's just nice because sometimes you can't like think of like some specific wording, and then like you'll see it on the wheel, you're like, oh my gosh, it definitely lines up like that, or like I'm definitely tasting this, like I just wouldn't have necessarily been able to pull that word out.
Yep.
So that's definitely something I would like to kind of get back into, because I think that has helped me a lot.
Yeah, we just missed some of the adjectives that we're kind of like searching for sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm gonna pull up a couple wheels and bookmark them, maybe send them to you if you like those.
Yeah.
Because there's like a billion and a half of them, but you know.
1 billion.
And a half.
Billions and billions and billions. Okay.
Oh, god damn it. This podcast is over when we start quoting Trump.
Nah, to you to love it.
That's what it just does. It's just started. We need to get a couple more beers going here now.
Oh, look at that. My audio just crashed. Just kidding.
Son of a bitch.
Anyways, get on the rating.
JW Mac of yours.
I'm going to give it a 3.8. Great. Actually, I'm giving it a 3.9.
All right.
3.9.
Okay.
It's in between there when it gets warm, you know.
I understand. And I was like, you said 3, and my mouth was like, oh. And then you said 8, and I'm like, okay, all right, that's okay. I was worried for a second there that you were really going to stray from me there. And then you even came back around, closer.
I think if you were to give me this beer ice cold, I give it a 4.20.
Um, right now, just tasting this without even thinking about my previous rating, I'm giving it a 4, just a solid 4 out of 5 here. It is great.
That's gonna annoy you.
Grat. It's grat. Okay, it's let's grat. See if I can fix
it's
this.
It's grat and you
bullshit.
Get the tiny, tiny fraction.
4 out of 5. Okay. It's great. Let's see if I hit the space button, it's gonna do it. Yep, there it is. All right. Fuck this. There's no space. Oh. Something happened. I made it work. Okay. We said this before. I'm sorry, everyone.
Explain what's going on here.
Yeah, when I type in the fraction and then I hit the space bar, it converts like, you know, the 4-5 into like an actual fraction. So it's like its own like one space thing. and so instead of being like 4-5, it's like, you know, one character, 4 out of 5, the fraction. So like when you hit backspace, it deletes the whole fraction, which annoys the fuck out of me. I don't know why, but it does. I want to see the 4 out of 5 nice and large because it makes it really small when it doesn't. I hate it. Somehow I made it get back to normal. And then Levi threw in a beautiful picture of Tony the Tiger saying, it's great. Eat. Great.
Yeah, it's definitely great.
Yeah. But whatever.
But we understand what you're trying to say, Tony.
Yeah, we know what you mean, buddy.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. We're there for you.
I like the swooping motion with his pointer finger.
Yeah, I really had to look for that picture.
Like to find like the having it say great and then also
with the point in like yeah. It like there's a lot of just random stuff that's not great.
Totally.
That was definitely the one.
Yeah, you probably started looking for that the second you said great.
No, the way you said it made me think of it.
All right, well, that's impressive.
You're like, I'm going to give it a 4, great. And I was like, it's great. It's great.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so I see if I can actually pull this up, what I rated it beforehand. I'm almost positive I rated it higher before. But again, that was from draft, not a can like this. And this also has been on a plane all the way from Washington to Illinois. So altitude and all that bullshit, I'm sure, affects it.
Probably. I'm not a scientist.
Me neither. But let's see here. But either way, super great beer. One of my favorites, if not. It makes me so happy. It's just this beer really is just like the epitome of what I like in a beer. Yes. So I rated it originally a 4.25. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic beer. If you're anywhere near somewhere that you can obtain this, I could not recommend it more.
I mean, you could.
I could, but I won't. I can't. I shwon't. I shwouldn't. I shan't.
I shall not. Anyways, because we're just kind of rambling at this point. Yeah. This has been Two Beards. And some beards some game beers. Show. Anyways, one of your hosts, Levi.
I'm the other one, Nick.
And this is us signing off, San Diego.
You stay classy.